Their new home may be just a model right now, but their minds are already imagining what it will be like.
Just seeing what I'm going to be playing in 2016, and I'm ready for it to be here. You know, it seems like it can't get here fast enough.
You know, it's going to be a real reward in a couple of years, and our first home game is played here. You know, it looks amazing, and I really can't wait to finally play a game here.
It is a work in progress, but will soon be the nicest in the NFL.
The stadium is really going to be unbelievably different than the environment at TCF, and also the environment, especially so at the Metrodome. It's going to be unbelievable for the fans, and it's great to hear from the players how cool they think the stadium is as well.
It was sweet, unlike anything I've ever seen as far as stadiums go. I think Vikings fans will have an awesome time rooting for us in there, and I think it's going to get pretty loud.
The Vikings' new stadium will open in under 2 years, but that doesn't mean Vikings' first-round pick Anthony Barr and Cordarrelle Patterson can't dream of what lies ahead. Just a few short years away from hearing the roar of the crowd in the team's new home.
It's good, man. Just looking back, you know, I look at the stadium and everything all the time, man. Just see how big it is, man. I'm just ready to be a part of that.
I just think it's going to be it's obviously a ways away, and we have a lot of work to do until we get to that point. But I think we're building something, you know, as a football team, and not just our team, but as you can see, our facilities and where we're going to be playing. So when that all comes together, I think 2016 will be a big year for us.
The top draft pick and second-year star spent a little time imagining about the future this week at the Vikings' new stadium preview center, located just across the street from the stadium's construction site in downtown Minneapolis. The preview center features plenty of attractions and amenities and is a must-visit for Vikings season ticket holders.
When people actually come down and see the preview center, they're really truly blown away. And we've got a lot of fans that come down that are sort of skeptical about the idea of the seat license and come out of here more than ecstatic, super excited about what their seats are going to be like in the new stadium. So if you're someone that hasn't come down yet and you are a season ticket member in the lower level, give yourself a chance, really. Come down and take a look at what the new stadium offers, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
A glimpse into the future of what is coming up in under 24 months at the new stadium is exciting. But another reason to be excited about this year and beyond is number 84 and 55. The ninth pick in the May draft and the dynamic Patterson both had big Sundays in St. Louis and were key contributors to the win.
No, I want to get off on the right foot. I did so, and now it's got to build on that. You know, can't be satisfied by any means. And have a lot of work to do, and looking forward to playing the Patriots this weekend.
We started off 1-0, and you know, we hope we'll continue that this weekend. You know, Patriots coming into town, and we ready. You know, we got a game plan ready for them.
Both players look far from their age on the football field, which makes it safe to say when the new stadium opens in 2 years, there will be plenty of purple jerseys in the stands to cheer on the star linebacker and wide receiver. A state-of-the-art stadium along with budding talent are the perfect combination for many great Sundays ahead for the Vikings.
And giving them a glimpse of the future is exciting too. The fans are ecstatic about the new stadium, but hearing directly from the players how cool the stadium is going to be for them is great too.
We have a lot to look forward to. You know, I think we're really just scratching the surface as to where we are as a football team and really as an entire organization. So a lot needs to be done until we get to where we want to be, but we're off on a good start.